Episode 33.
This is going to be a good episode, you know why?
Why?
Episode 33. I want you to guess why.
Why this is going to be an amazing episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Let's see how well you know me.
Because you have a little girl attached to your breast?
No. Because episode 33.
That's your favorite number.
That's my favorite number.
Heather's favorite number is 33.
I don't know why.
Until you reach the ripe old age of 33.
That's true, but that's at least 17 years away.
Right. Hi.
Hi.
It's been a while.
Yes, we have been to hell and back.
In a handbasket.
In a handbasket.
In a handbasket or and a handbasket?
In a handbasket.
Makes more sense to say in a handbasket.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, we've had quite the adventure since we last talked to you.
Yeah, we have. It's been nuts.
You want to expand on the nuts?
Well, we had moving day.
Oh, gosh. Moving day was... It
nuts.
Was, it was as bad as it probably could ever get, don't you think?
Yeah, it was...
It actually really ticked me off because I have been... planning and just trying to really prepare so it wasn't going to be chaotic. And
you did a good job preparing, though.
Huh. Like, no matter what you do, it's just, you can't prepare for a move.
You can't do everything.
No.
We've been packing, like, we were scrambling towards the end, but I mean,
we started
living
packing
with kids,
this summer.
Yeah, it's, well, we never unpacked in a way, but
that's true.
Some stuff. But with kids, it's a whole different ball game. You can't just pack things up and, like, oh, we'll just order a pizza in tonight and everything else can be in boxes.
Right.
It's, no, we still need all of Sam's toys out, and we still need all of Ella's stuff, her diapers, and
yeah,
and wipes, and changed the change table, and clothes, and all that stuff we need out. Ooh, it's hot.
So it is hot. So anyway, so we got our pod delivered, and it was actually really cool.
Did we talk about the pod?
We had this thing called the pod, and they come, and they drop it off, and you load up your stuff, and then they'll come and get it.
Yeah, I think I posted about it on the website.
But when they dropped it off, like, it caused quite a stir in the neighborhood.
Oh, everybody, this elderly couple were staring out of their window of their apartment behind us.
A little old man came out. And
he was talking to the pod guy.
Now, what you're going to need to do, you're going to have to turn it to the right, because there's just no way it's going to fit in there. No way.
I didn't think it would. I mean, our parking lot was kind of in a laneway. And it was sort of a real, it was between a tree and a building, and it was really, or a fence, and it was a really tight turn in there. But the cool thing with this pod, I'll put a link on our website so you can actually see the video. But the pod's called, the website's twoboobsandababy.com if you haven't been. But the pod actually, he has like a joystick on the truck, and then electronically moves the pod. I can't speak.
It's so hot.
It's really hot.
In the world.
We just put the air on and it's just boiling hot. I gotta go fix
this.
All right, keep talking. Tell them about the pod.
Okay, so I think it's on hydraulics and it just moves it anywhere you want to go. And the cab of the truck was way up the lane and they moved this thing and turned it all different angles and directions and craziness. Anyways, dropped it down. So the pod was delivered. And next day, we get a knock on the door, and we hired movers from the newspaper, and we thought, I mean, it looked like a really good ad, and you know, real reputable company. These at 9 a.m., this lady and two men knocked on the door, and they were the biggest thugs you've ever seen in your life. I thought, okay, this could go either way. Either they're going to rob us blind right now, or they're going to be pretty nice guys and do their job.
They were pretty mean looking.
They were
pretty mean looking.
They were rough looking. And I still don't understand what the lady's job was.
I think she hired them and then they sort of work for her. They're probably, I don't know. Like,
was she their pimp?
Their moving pimp. Yeah, I guess so. Because they weren't very fond of her. They didn't speak very highly of her when she wasn't there. But she sort of came into our living room and grabbed a chair and a paper and just sat down and started reading. And
really in the way.
She was very much in the way, and she kept telling the guy how to load the pod properly and just kind of this and that. And she wasn't from the pod people, so she didn't know any better.
She didn't know no better.
She didn't know no better.
But anyway, so long story short, the pod didn't fit everything in it.
The three-bedroom pod didn't fit
three-bedroom house is what we rented. House. And we had a two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
And we thought, surely, you know, that'd be big enough. No. And we don't have a lot of furniture.
No, not that much.
So really. I'm really ticked at these pod people, actually.
We should say, by the way, that the movers were actually really nice. They were really good guys.
But they did maybe rob us.
Well.
And we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a sec. But no, the, yeah, so, but they actually, yeah, they, I mean, they had to kind of unload and reload the pod a couple times. Not all, everything.
So a lot of our furniture did not fit in.
Yeah, we had to leave our patio furniture.
Computer desk.
Computer desk.
Futon frame.
The computer desk was a piece of crap.
Yeah, most of the stuff we left were pieces of crap, but...
The futon frame was kind of broken.
But still, like, we're moving. We don't have any money to be buying all this new furniture. We need our pieces of crap furniture.
Yeah.
And then what's even worse is we started disassembling. Is that the word? Disassembling?
Yeah. Yeah.
Disassembling furniture to fit into our two cars that were heading down
as well. Oh, yeah, the rocker.
So when we move into our house, when we finally get a house and move in, we are going to have a heck of a time building our furniture back because it's just pieces.
We have this we have this rocker. It was my dad's, and it was a it's one of those
it's a glider.
A glider, thank you. And like a glider chair, not a glider, hand glider or something.
I'm glad you clarified.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to be clear. My dad does love to hang glide, but only on Wednesdays and on leap years. Anyway, yeah, but your dad took it apart when I was driving you and your mom and the kids to the airport. So when I got back, he was sitting on the floor in our empty apartment kind of like, I hope I did this right. There's pieces everywhere at this chair. You haven't even seen it, have you?
I'm scared.
It's in pieces, literally. Like, it's a mess. And anyways, oh no, you haven't seen it because it's in the Subaru. That's still in Canada. Which, how about that for a segue?
Yeah, that leads us to our next little adventure.
For those of you diehard Two Boobs and a Baby listeners who go to the website, you would know this story already because I actually posted it. But I'm going to just rehash just to let you know how it went down because it was probably one of the worst experiences of my life.
Yeah, I've never heard you like that.
I was mad.
Yeah.
I was so mad, and I don't get
Dave mad. Dave doesn't get mad. I'm the one that loses my temper.
Oh, you're mean. You can be... Oh. Just kidding.
Watch it.
What? And, don't hit me, please.
But Dave, you're pretty happy-go-lucky most of the time.
But this is brutal. Okay, little quick background thing here is that for the last 5 years, I get detained at U.S. Customs every time I fly. If I drive, I never get stopped or questioned. But every time we fly, I get stopped because my name is on a list. They're looking for another David Delaney, and that much I know, but even the U.S. Customs guys who stopped me don't know. They've even asked me why, and I'm like, I don't know. But it's sort of become a joke, and we just have to be at the airport really early. We did miss Christmas 1 year because of it, the first time it happened. But anyway, so I have a history with the U.S. Customs people, and they're a wonderful lot. So what happened was Heather's dad and I drove both cars full of stuff to the border, down to Tennessee, and Heather and her mom.
See, we weren't
going
to have our car full of stuff because everything was supposed to be fitting into the pod.
Right, yeah. There was going to be like some bags and just some, you know, overnight
stuff. That's where the plan went screwy.
Right. Well, first of all, the computer, which we alluded to, stuff being stolen, being robbed. My computer, the actual hard drive, was in their kitchen, and we asked the movers not to move anything that was in the kitchen. But they started running out of time because they didn't realize they had it until a certain time, and I told them, you know, you guys got to start picking up the pace kind of thing, in a very nice way. And so they started scrambling to pick stuff up, but the next thing I knew, at the end of if that's Ella there, by the way, when we started loading the cars, I went to load the computer and I couldn't find it. So one of two things happened. One, they loaded the computer in the pod and it's now in a storage place in Nashville somewhere. Or two, they stole the hard drive.
Which I think they stole it because it was at the far end of the kitchen. They didn't take anything else out of the kitchen.
I know.
So they would have had to go into the kitchen, grab that one thing and not touch anything else. That's weird.
I'm really hoping they didn't, because we just bought the damn thing.
Yeah.
Luckily, I have an external hard drive, and can I just be a quick advocate for all of you out there? Sorry, but buy an external hard drive. They're really cheap now. Buy one, because they plug it in your computer, and you can copy all your photos and Word documents and anything really important, you know, photos particularly. Because if somebody robs your house, they're not going to steal your photo albums, but they'll steal your computer. And nowadays, everything's digital. All our photos are digital. So back it up. Back it up, babies.
Back it up.
Anyway, so yes, U.S. Customs.
Okay, U.S. Customs.
Hi, Ella. Sorry, she's looking at me smiling right now.
Hi, Daddy.
She's so cute.
Let's talk about Ella real quickly.
Yeah, okay.
Ella has the most adorable smile. She smiles with her whole
face. She really does. And like as soon as she sees
everything, her eyes smile.
Her eyes light up. And
everything smiles. She is such a smiley little girl.
She's a really happy little girl.
And she just burps.
And she
burps. Good job,
Ella. And she toots a bit, and she's kind of stinky.
Ooh. Ella is quite the lady. Would you not say? Like, I know we've talked about
polite.
This before.
She holds her poos in for days.
For almost a week. Like, the doctor says if they
have... Which we know is not a novelty. No,
if the doctor has not... if the doctor hasn't pooed. If she hasn't pooed in a week, then bring her in. She goes 6 days. Every 6 days now. 5 to 6 days.
She's like, I don't want to put you out.
Yeah, just enough where you're starting to worry and you're like, you know, come on, Ella, please poo.
And then the punami.
And then the punami hits. But she gives you warning signals. You know, like that warning signal thing they're putting in the oceans?
For the tsunamis.
Ella gives you her warnings. She starts the toots a couple of days before, and they will knock you down.
Stanky.
To the point where it's embarrassing, because, like, babies, usually their toots don't smell. And, I mean, they do smell, but barely. Her smells so bad, it's almost like you did it. And if somebody walks by, it's like, good Lord.
I have a question. When did fart become a bad word?
I don't like the word.
But is it a bad word? I'd like to hear from you guys. I don't think it's a bad word.
It just sounds so harsh.
Fart. Because, like...
Toot, poot, just sounds like...
Yeah, like talking about farting with my dad and my brother when
like
we were kids.
Fart is like a man, like, rah.
Maybe the boys fart and the ladies toot.
Yeah, ladies toot, right?
Because
yeah,
I still say toot, but then I'll say it to like a friend.
Yeah, no, you can't.
We'll be having a
toot.
Beer and say, oh, sorry about that toot. And my buddies will be looking at me like, toot? Give a toot, don't pollute.
Yeah, Ella.
Ella.
So let's talk about immigration.
Okay. Heather's completely in control of this episode of Two Boobs and a Baby. Okay, yeah, so basically, so Heather's dad and I, oh, she's not on my finger. Heather's dad and I drove the two cars to the border, in Michigan, at Windsor. And this was at night. And he crosses with ease, and I try to cross, and they ask me about the car, and it's full of stuff. So they bring me into U.S. Customs, and all these guys are grilling me, and it's really quiet there, which is a bad thing, because that means... they have nothing better to do.
You know what I think it was? It was holidays, and I think that they were ticked off that they have to work, so they're going to make somebody's life miserable, and you happen to be that somebody.
Yeah, it was great. So, yeah, so these guys were just jerks straight away. They started telling me how I can't move the stuff down south. I said, well, we're moving down, but I can't move the stuff down because I'm not a U.S. citizen yet. And I said, well... yeah, but my wife is, and, you know, I'm getting my green card in February. I'm just, you know, it's just a carload. It's like rocking chairs and just crap, like boxes of records and clothes and stuff. Nothing that I would resell, but they were having none of it. They told me that I couldn't move the stuff down. So long story short, they told me I cannot bring the car into the U.S. with stuff in it, but I can drive it in as a visitor, or I can get an American citizen to drive the car in full. In the meantime, we're going to fingerprint you and take your mugshot and harass you for a couple hours.
I think that's hilarious.
Which they did twice because the idiot messed up the computer program initially.
So yes. They got your fingerprints and your mugshot.
Yes.
You know what? I'm starting to think maybe you are a criminal because you
I'm starting to, you know, honestly, that night, trust me, I could have committed a crime. Anyway,
So they turned Dave around and went back to Canada.
Well... before they did that, I talked to the supervisor and I explained the situation and I begged him and pleaded. I was very, very polite to him. He seemed like a reasonable guy and he started getting through. And then they took my mugshots and my photos and fingerprints and stuff. So I thought they were doing that because they're going to let me through. So I really thought they were letting me through at this point. So then he tells me, okay, listen, sir, you know, Mr. Delaney, go outside, drive up to the gate, and I'm going to come out and meet you there. And I said, okay. So I went out, drove up to the gate. He brought my passport to the car, and he came up to me, And I thought, this is sweet. He's going to say, like, you know, next time, you know, kind of on the side, go ahead and do this, but next time, you know, you really should, whatever. But I noticed the gate was back to Canada. It was like a, it was like the back door kind of thing. And so he kicked me back into Canada.
Wouldn't let him through. So poor Dave.
It wouldn't let me through. So I drove across the bridge back to the Canadian customs agent who was, you know, going to grill me or whatever. And I was like, you work for me. Come on. My tax dollars pay your salary. So, but she was really sympathetic, actually. She was really sweet, and she let me through. So I spent the night at the hotel. Turns out Heather's aunt and uncle live in Detroit, which is right across the border. So they came and met me in Windsor the next morning. Heather's giving me the symbol, the sign.
No.
I'm rambling, I know. So Heather's... So
my aunt tried to get across too, and long story short, they just would not allow it through. So our car is still up in Toronto.
That really ruins the story. You took out all the colorful bits.
Okay, go for
it. Like the crazy homeless guy that approached your uncle and I in the car when we did get through.
I didn't know about the crazy homeless guy. You didn't tell me.
No, we did cross the border, Heather's uncle and I, in his car. The only problem is her aunt got stopped and questioned for 3 hours, and they were packed because it was New Year's Eve as well. And they wouldn't let her bring the car in until we paid customs on the car, which was like $1,500 at least. So we agreed to just pay it. And then an hour later, she calls again and says, now they won't let me through because they don't have the papers from Subaru saying that the car meets U.S. emissions standards.
And the thing is that we're importing it to Tennessee. Tennessee, they don't even have emissions tests in most of
Tennessee. Tennessee, you don't even need a roof.
A roof?
A roof.
Well, that didn't make sense.
You know what? A bumper. How about a bumper? A muffler? Okay. Or a bumper. That was like the awkward silence there. This show's going to hell. What about, what else, Sam?
So our car is in Toronto.
Yeah, back at my mom's, and I had to spend the week there, and I missed New Year's Eve with my kiddies and my lovely wife, Heather.
Whatever. You were partying up.
So I went out and got stinko with some friends.
Yeah. A couple times.
And a couple of movies. Pan's Labyrinth. Away. Holy smokes. If you guys haven't seen Pan's Labyrinth, if it's playing near you, go see it. It's not a kid's movie. Trust me, go see that movie. It is amazing. That's my movie review.
I was asleep at 9 o'clock on New Year's Eve. Aww. I was so tired.
Aww.
That's just pathetic. Next year, we're going to hire a babysitter, and we're going out. We're going to get...
I think so.
Gussied up and go out.
Gussied up?
Gussied up.
What's gussied up?
Dressed up.
Gussied?
Yes.
Is that something you just came up with?
No, you're going to have to learn the lingo if you're here. Gussied up.
So I am here. This is actually live from Tennessee right now. I fly back to Montreal in early February to go get my green card. With any luck, I'll have everything in order, which I should, and they'll give me my green card. And then I get to forfeit my flight back here, turn around, take the train or the bus or whatever to Toronto from Montreal, pick up my car from my mom's place, and then drive it down with my green card and my letter from Subaru, which we have.
Yeah, so all in all, it's been a very easy move, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been a swell move.
A great transition.
Let's hope it's worth it.
Great transition with two babies.
Now all I need is a job.
At Christmas time.
And a house. should we shut up?
Oh, yeah, let's shut up.
We didn't talk about Sam at all.
Oh, gosh, the week that we were here by ourselves, we're staying at my parents' house.
How old are the kids now? Let's give everyone an update.
Sam is now 14. She's Cayete. No, just kidding. You can talk.
I was sipping my coffee.
Oh, okay. Sam was 14 months at Christmas.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So he's almost 15 months. And Ella is
12 weeks.
12 weeks. No, Monday. 13 weeks.
13 weeks this Monday. Last Monday. Today. Today's Monday?
Today's Tuesday. Gosh.
It's amazing how you lose track of the days when you're unemployed.
Not just the date, the days.
Oh, don't ask me what the date is. I have no idea what the date is.
You were talking about getting paid from your job or something. You're like, it's the 19th. I'm like, Dave, it's the 6th. Like, you are way off.
I'm totally off.
You're 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows anybody looking for a marketing person in Nashville, let me know.
Yeah.
We'll talk. We'll do lunch. What do they say in Nashville? What would they say?
I don't know.
See you at church. I don't know. What We'll do some barbecue. We'll chat over a Colt 45.
You know what?
A Coors Light.
Just be quiet.
You want to talk over a Coors Light or a Bud?
A PBR.
PBR. Oh, PBR. PBR. PBR.
I said PBR.
I know. I said PBR because I want to get a PBR.
Huh? What's a PBR?
It's the same thing as a TiVo or.
I thought it was a DVR.
No, it's PBR in Canada.
Oh, I think you're just making stuff up now.
Whatever.
Whatever.
All right, dudes and dudettes.
Yep, we will see you.
See you later.
Bye.
Hey, don't forget to drop by twoboobsandababy.com and leave us your comments. And you can also email us at boobsbaby@gmail.com.
Hold on, I think Ellen wants to say something. Can you say something, Ellen? Huh? She's looking at us like, what in the world? Yeah. She gave an exasperated little sigh.
I understand. I
good
feel the
job,
same way.
Ella.
Good
okay.
Job.
Say bye-bye. Ooh. Bye.
Bye.